Arctic ecosystem depends critically on one single event that happens during 3 weeks or 2 weeks and sets up the whole ecosystem for the year. And that is called the algal bloom. So during the long Arctic night, which is about 4 to 5 months in the high Arctic, then there's very little biology happening and organisms are using up the leftovers from the previous season. And then when the sun rises again above the horizon, sometime in February, then biology starts to kick out again and starts very slowly, because as the ice thins and the snow disappears and the sun is higher up in the horizon and the number of daylights are longer, then algae can start to photosynthesize and use the nutrients that have accumulated during the winter period. Then first the ice algae starts to grow under the lower surface of the ice, and then when the ice breaks up, or even when it thins down before it breaks up, then the diatoms in the water column starts to bloom, so those are plankton, they start to bloom, and then they reach a phenomenal photosynthetic activity, and is the largest bloom anywhere in the world ocean. And it's so large, diatoms during this 2-3 week period, they deplete the carbon dioxide pool in the water, and then set up an Arctic Ocean that is subsaturated in carbon dioxide, and that acts as the largest carbon sink in the whole biosphere.